Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Make it so. Those are the words of Captain Jean-Luc Picard as he leads the Starship Enterprise to boldly go where no man has gone before in Star Trek: The Next Generation. Now, many years ago when Kim and I had a lot of free time on our hands, we watched every single episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation over a summer. Well, anyway, I love this famous saying from him, make it so. Because he is the captain, he is the only person on the Starship Enterprise that can say those words. Just by saying the word, whatever his command is, it has to happen. Make it so. He speaks and people listen. It just takes his words. See, words can be powerful when spoken with authority. They declare things, and things happen. They make things happen that otherwise would not be. Words have power. And we need people with authority to speak those words in order to make things happen. See, William Ernest Henley, a poet in the late 1800s and early 1900s, wrote a poem called Invictus, which means invincible. And in that poem are some lines that you may be familiar with. He writes, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Now, he wrote those words while he was in the hospital. And he endured many hardships in his life. And this was his conclusion on how to get through them all. And it appears as though later in his life, he did lead a pretty productive life. You know, so if these words somehow describe his perseverance, perhaps, you know, we can say, well, good for him in that regard. But are these words true? You see, these words are good and fine as long as everything works out. But what happens when it doesn't? Are these words true, that I am the captain of my soul? Are we really the masters of our destinies? Are we really the ones in charge of making things happen just by speaking it? Do we really have that authority? Well, if we've lived long enough on this earth, we know the answer. So often we search for authority in our lives and come up lacking. Do we really have the authority when tragedy strikes? What happens when we are like Job and we have nothing left and we're in utter weakness? What happens when death rears its ugly head? We're powerless. See, William Ernest Henley still died, just as we all will. If we're really the captains, you would think we could do something about that. Our words, though, can't bring back the dead, because we don't have that authority. Yet we try and try and try again to convince ourselves that we're in charge. And so often we find ourselves in bigger messes than what we started with. We have to look somewhere else. We have to look to someone else who has the authority to speak. Who has the authority to speak a word that makes things happen. And we hear about that word with authority in our reading this morning. See, that's why the people are astonished in our reading as they hear Jesus speak and teach with authority. They can't get over the fact that Jesus speaks as someone who has the power to make things happen just by saying the word. His word says what it does and does what it says. Jesus didn't teach like the other teachers. Basically, they treated God's word as if it was almost a game. But not so with Jesus. He teaches and says, this is what the scriptures mean. The scriptures are talking about me. And when he speaks, things happen. Just look at the next situation. There's a demon in the synagogue. If a demon has the ability to enter into the place where God's people are to gather, then the world must be a pretty messed up place. The leaders of the synagogue don't have the ability or the authority to even keep a demon out. But things change when Jesus enters the synagogue. The demon recognizes him and says, "Ha! What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? I know who you are, the Son of God." But the very literal translation of what Jesus says here is much stronger than just "be quiet." It's "put a muzzle on it and come out of him." Who has the authority to rebuke a demon and it obeys? Well, it's Jesus. His word has the power to do what it says because he speaks with the power of the Creator. Just as God said, "Let there be light," and it was, so whenever Jesus says anything, he speaks with that same authority. He is God in the flesh. He's the one who has a teaching with authority. And then you have the next scene. Simon's mother-in-law is sick with a fever. No one knows what to do. No one has the power to do anything. It's taking control of the whole situation. And the only thing that Simon and the others can do is call out for help from Jesus. Just like with the demon, Jesus rebukes the fever. And what happens? It leaves her. Who has the authority to rebuke a fever and it listens to him? Well, it's Jesus. Even illness has to listen to Jesus because he speaks with authority. And in Luke chapter 5, some friends of a man lower him down through a roof. And does anybody remember what Jesus' first words were to that man? He says, "Your sins are forgiven." And everybody kind of throws up in arms about this. And Jesus says, "In order that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins, I say to you, arise, take up your mat, and go." Jesus has shown the world authority over sickness, over demons, over everything else in this world that is against God's plan, so that you know that he has the authority to forgive sins. That's just what he continues to offer to you each and every day. Because every sin that we commit is ultimately against God. We are not able to really forgive ourselves. The only one with the authority to forgive is God. And that's what he does for you in Jesus. Jesus is the one with authority. You see, no one took Jesus' life from him. He laid it down of his own accord, his own authority. He went to the cross because he was faithful to the Father's will. He went to the cross and died to pour out his love upon the world. And it was there that he laid down his life to forgive you of your sins, to forgive you of the times when you sought to be the captain of your own soul instead of entrusting it to God. To piece back together the wreckage that we have caused by our thinking that we are in control. He's the one who's in authority. He says, I have the authority to lay my life down, and I have the authority to take it up again. And that's just what he did when he rose from the dead. He is the one with authority. By his speaking, it is done. Sealing our forgiveness and our life in him. Jesus is also the one who has authority over death. In Luke chapter 7, Jesus comes across a widow from the town of Nain. And a widow who lost her son. So back in these times, because she had lost her husband and now her son, she would probably be left to beg for money, for food in the streets. And as Jesus approaches that bier, he says, young man, I say to you, arise. And what happens? Even the dead have to obey the Lord's call. He speaks with authority, even the authority to bring the dead back to life. Though this young man, certainly died again, Jesus shows the authority that he has the power to raise the dead. And that is what he gives to you in the resurrection. A resurrection to never die again, just as he rose on the third day to never die again. Death has no power over Jesus. He is the ultimate authority. And one day, when he comes back again, he will speak to you. And you, too, will arise. He will call you on that last day. See, Jesus is the captain of our lives. He is our Lord. He is God in the flesh. Creator, come to us. Jesus alone has the power to make it so. Just by his speaking, by his authority, you are forgiven in him, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.